Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Lama Gimel Maseches Kedushin, is 1,343rd daf in Shas. Our daf is going to continue on with the discussion of requirement to honor one's elders, the Pasuk Mipnei Seva Tokum Vadarta Pnei Zaken, that tells us that there is a chiyuv to do two things. Number one, to stand up for them and to be mahader and to beautify them and show that they are dear. Yesterday we had learned that when you stand up, it has to be one that is shows that you are doing hidur, that you're showing that they are beautiful. If it's not noticeable that you're standing up for them, so then in such a case there is no chiyuv of kima, or what, in other words, you haven't fulfilled as well your chiyuv of kima. So we're going to continue discussing the chiyuv to be mechabed zakenim, as well as talmidei chachamim. I hope Be'ezer Hashem to do a halacha from the daily daf as well on the topic of chiyuv kvod talmidei chachamim, and then going towards the bottom of Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, we're going to talk about the relationship of a Talmud Chacham to a Rebbe. In other words, someone who himself has become an accomplished Torah scholar, but he still has his Rebbe, so here you have interesting confluence. On Amud Beis, we are also going to discuss a phenomenon that takes the above point further, and that is what happens if the son is the Rebbe of the father. The chiyuv to stand in front of a Sefer Torah emerges from our Gemara at the end of Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, where the Gemara gives a very powerful mussar about Kvod Talmidei Chachamim, and then that will bring us to Lamed Daled Amud Aleph, which will start the topic of Mitzvah Aseh Sheizman Grama. So Lamed Gimel really wraps up the chiyuv of Kavod that we saw, starting with what we had learned on Daf Lamed, the chiyuv to be Mechabed one's parents, and then ultimately going over to the chiyuv of Talmud Chacham Nasi on yesterday's daf, and today's daf, the chiyuv of Bimechabed Azakein, as well as more halachos and kvod Talmud Chacham. So let's Be'ez Hashem pick up where we had left off. We had left off on the bottom of Lamed Beis Amud Beis. Three lines when the wide had begun, the wide lines had begun to get wide. In other words, three lines after the narrow, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, which is also seven lines from the bottom of the Yomid Alamid Beis and the Beis. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, Minayin lezaken shelo yatriach, Talmud lomar zaken v'yoreisa. How do we know that a zaken should not disturb others? In other words, that the zaken shouldn't go out of his way so that others will stand up for him. How do we know that a zaken is supposed to go another way, so other people won't stand up for him? Talmud loymar zaken v'yoreisa. That the pasuk says that he's also supposed to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's not supposed to be looking for kavod. There is a fascinating, beautiful story that requires another part of the story due to this Gemara, and that is that Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky was once entering into, I think it was an Aguda convention with one of the big Rabbanim, and one of the Rabbanim suggested that they sneak in the back way, like many, many great Talmidei Chachamim do, and I'm sure Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky himself did in many instances, so it doesn't create a hubbub of people standing up for them and so on and so forth. And Rav Yaakov said, generally I would agree with you, however our wives are here, and our wives have given so much so that their husbands be able to sit and learn Torah, and our wives have given so much to so that we could give to Klal Yisrael, so ultimately we should keep in mind that not only is a kavod not for us, but ultimately, but it's a kavod for Torah, but particularly for our wives, then maybe we would not have this chiyuv. So this Gemara generally says that the zaken is not supposed to be matriach. I'm sure Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky had a good explanation of why the case of his of being thoughtful to his wife's being touched, that people standing up for him, take the place of this halach of zaken shalei matriach. Isi ben Yehuda Amr, Pimpnei Seva, Talkma, Filu Kol Seva, Bimashma. Any age and any individual. Any age, in other words, anybody who's of the age of seva, you have to stand up for him. Even explains Rashi, if he's a zaken ashmai. Now this is in contradistinction to the first opinion of the Gemara that we had yesterday, about 15 lines from the bottom, where the Gemara said that you don't stand up for a zaken ashmai. So Issa ben Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yosi Aglili, hainu tanakama. Rabbi Yosi Aglili, who we had mentioned above, seven lines before the wide, he said that Zaken is someone who is Kana Chachma when he learns out from the Pasuk, Hashem Kanani Reishis Darko. So Gemara asks, both Rabbi Yosi Aglili and the Tanakama hold that you don't stand up for Ashmoy, someone who is a gangster, he's not a Zaken Chacham. So what's the difference between the Tanakama that we just mentioned, who says that you don't stand up for Zaken Ashmoy, who's Cholik with Rabbi Isi ben Yehuda? What is the difference between Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Tanakama? Answers the Gemara, Ika may now Yacham Yonik v'chacham. What if he's young and he's a Tanakh chacham? Tanakama is Savar Yonik v'chacham loy. The Tanakama says he has to be a Zaken. He has to be a Zaken. And therefore, if he's young, even though he's a Tanakh chacham, there is no chiyuv of standing up for him. Rabbi Yosi Aglili Savar, this is how we paskin, afil Yonik v'chacham. Even if he is a Yonik v'chacham. My time to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, what is Rabbi Yosi Aglili's rationale? Amelach, he'll say to Isak Dal Kedama Tanakama, if you're going to say like the Tanakama had said, that we're talking about one individual, and that is an individual who's a seva as well as a zaken. He's elderly, and he's someone who has chachma. If that would be so, im kein nichtov rachmanu mipnei seva zaken takum vadarta. Why does the pasuk divide itself into two individuals? When we have the mitzvah in Vayikra Yutes of Mipnei Seva Takum, it says Mipnei Seva Takum Vadarta Pnei Zaken. Sounds like we're talking about two people. Number one is Seva, that you have to stand up for. Number two is Zaken. So if the halacha would be that it's only an elderly person and a condition is that he has to be someone who's Kana Chachma, then the pasuk should say, as the Tanakama seem to have been arguing, the pasuk then should say, Rabbi Yosi Aglili argues, Mipnei Seva Zaken Takum Vadarta. Maishna, Dipalgin Rachmana, why does the pasuk divide it and have a reisha of mepnei seva talkum and then of adarta bnei zaken? Lemeimer da high love high v'high love high, to tell us that there are two. It's possible to have two individuals that you have a chiyuv to be mechabed, and that is number one is an elderly person, number two is zaken. Shmamina afinu yonuk v'chacham, even a yonuk v'chacham, there is a chiyuv to be mechabed. V'tanakama. The Tanakama says that the reason why the Torah separated them, and the Tanakama will answer that since the Pasuk goes on to say V'yoreisa me'ashem elokecha, and we learned earlier that V'yoreisa means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us ultimately, don't try to fool people, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows if you're being mechabe, the Talmud Chacham, correctly or not. So that's why the Torah has in this order. Because we want, v'tanakam mishum deboi lemisnach zaken v'yoreisa. We want to put v'adarta pnei zaken right next to the words v'yoreisa, as a drasha that we had mentioned earlier, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will know if you're giving the zaken the appropriate kavod. Says the Gemara, Tanakama, my time. Why does the Tanakama hold that you don't stand up for a Yonik V'chacham? Isa Gadayt Kedam Rabbi Yosi Aglili said, the Tanakama will explain the following. If we will read the Pasuk of Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that there are two people in the Pasuk, Neseva Tokum is one person, Vadarta Pnei Zaken is a second person, and that Zaken is someone who is a Yonik V'chacham, he's young. In Cain, Nichtov Rachmana Antolam Gimel Amin Alpha Pnei Seva Tokum Vahadarta Tokum Vahadarta Mipnei Zaken. The Pasuk should tell us, number one, Mipnei Seva Tokum Vahadarta, and Tokum Vahadarta Mipnei Zaken. In other words, we've learned already earlier that when there's a chiyuv to stand up, there's the chiyuv of Kima has to be Behidur, to show that you are beautifying the Talmud Chacham. And therefore it should say Tokum Vadarta by both people. Ubilal Kasavachi Shmamino Chadu. And since the Torah does not say that, it says Tokum by the Seva and Hadarta by the Zaken, we're talking about really one person. And the reason the Pasuk is written this way is because we want to put the Zaken next to the Yoresa. Says Gemara two lines from the top, Lama Gimel Amin Alf, Amar Ma Yochol Yahad Renu B'Mamon. I might think that there is a chiyuv to beautify him with money. Rashi gives us mekoros that the word lahader means money. So tam lomar talkum va'adarta. That's why the pasuk says talkum va'adarta ma kima she'ein bo chisaron kesef. Just like the chiyuv to stand up, you standing up is for free. Af hidur, it doesn't cost anything to stand up. Af hidur, yet it's so hard for some people to stand up for some people. Isn't that amazing? Af kima, af hidur she'ein bo chisaron kesef. So too, when it comes to the hidur, there isn't a requirement to expend money. The kima less bo chisaron kis, does kima not cost any loss of money? Milo askinan, is that really true? What about the following case? Yes, when a Talmud Chacham walks in, and you're not in the middle of a tedious job, then it's not going to lose money. And nevertheless, it's somehow it's hard for people to stand up. However, says the Gemara, but what about the following case? The Kanakiv Marganisa, he is making holes in pearls. That is an example in Chazal of a tedious job that is a very unique skill that requires full attention. So someone who's doing that cannot stand up. If he's going to stand up, he's going to lose time from his malacha, and it's A, valuable time, B, is it's a very work that requires concentration and not constant interruption. So we do see that standing up sometimes has chisar and kiss. So Gemara gives another pshat. El akish kima lehidur. Ma hidur she'en bo bitul. Af kima she'en bo bitul. Just like when it comes to hidur, you don't even have to waste a lot of time. All you have to do is nod your head and show that you think that that person is important. So that doesn't require much bittul. So too, the kima doesn't require bittul. And only if it's a kima that does not require bittul, is it a kima that you're required to do. But in a case of where it's going to cause him bittul malacha, then he doesn't have a requirement to do that. Akesh nami hidur lekima, and we also equate in the other direction as well, hidur to kima, ma kima shein bo chisaron kis, af hidur shein bo chisaron kis, there isn't a chiyuv to be mahader with money. Mikan amru, from here we see, says the Gemara, ein bali umnios rashon lamoi befnei talmidei chachamim, bisho sho'oiskin b'malachtam, that people are working are not supposed to stand in front of talmidei chachamim, because that will cause them to be batel from their work, and that's a chisaron kis. And therefore, they don't need to stand while they're working. Says Gemara two lines before the wide, and lamed gimel lamed aleph v'loy. Are they not supposed to? V'atanan, didn't we learn in a Mishnah? Kol bali umnis oim b'fneim v'shalim b'shalim v'armer lehem achenu anshei amok mokoim ployni b'yachem l'shalim. A beautiful Mishnah in Bikurim that describes people who are working, who saw the individuals bringing the Bikurim, they would welcome them and stand up and say, wow, we're so excited to see you coming to Yerushalayim with the Bikurim. By the way, that is so important. So important to be able to welcome people, particularly in Yerushalayim. Rav Chizkiyahu Nevinzal told me that his father holds, and the truth is, it's probably a chinuch mefurish, that those who are visiting Yerushalayim, particularly the context he was talking about, is boys in yeshiva, that taking care of them and being warm to them is a mitzvah of Ahavas Hager. They're foreigners. So it's a mitzvah of Ahavas Hager. Amazing. Says the Gemara, first wide line, Lama Gimel Amin Aleph. Amrei B'yechon Mipneim Oimdim, Mipnei Talmid Echon Ein Oimdim. You have to say that they stand in front of the people who are bringing Bikurim, but they're not supposed to stand in front of Talmidei Chachamim. I'm Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin Bore, Kama Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. How beautiful and how dear is a mitzvah at the time that's being done. Sharei Bifneim Oimdim, because you stand in front of an average person who's doing Bikurim, Bifnei Talmidei Chachamim Ein Oimdim, but in front of Talmidei Chachamim, you don't stand. V'dilma, says the Gemara, Shani Hasa, maybe it's different, as we had alluded to before. If you're not going to show these people who are doing a mitzvah and they're leaving their homes to do a mitzvah, that you're happy that they're there in Yerushalayim. Unfortunately, so many people get involved with turf wars and so on and so forth, that someone who's different is foreign to them. Hafuch, the mitzvah in Yerushalayim is to make everybody feel comfortable. So maybe over there it's a unique halacha. They're not going to want to come to Yerushalayim any more. So that's the reason that we have a special chiyuv when it comes to bikurim. That we, and any other mitzvah where if you don't stand up for the person, then they're not going to want to do it again. What if there's a zaken or a seva that is in the bathroom or in a bathhouse? So we learned that from the pasuk on yesterday's daf that the halacha is that one is not, does not have a chiyuv. We learned that on the first wide line that says that needs to be a kima sheyesh bo hidur. Standing up for someone in the bathroom is not a one of hidur. So therefore, the Gemara said we're not chayiv. Says the Gemara velo. Four lines into the wide and lamed gimel lamed aleph. Do you not have the chiyuv? Rabbi Chiya have Yosef be mischusa v'chalaf ha'azor b'shem bar Yosi. Rabbi Chiya was sitting in the bathhouse. Mischusa is a bathhouse. Oh, and then somebody passed by. Who passed by? V'chalaf ha'azor b'shem bar Rabbi v'lo kamikame. He didn't stand up in front of him. V'ikbid and Rabbi Shimon was makbid v'asa. And Rabbi Shimon went and he told on his father. He said to him, Amar le lavu, he said to the father of Rabbi Chiya, Shnei chumashim shenisi loy b'sefer Tehillim. I taught him two of the chumashim of Sefer Tehillim. Rashi learns that it means two-fifths of Sefer Tehillim. Not just that he taught him the words, but rather he also taught him the Midrashim v'lo amad mipanai, and he didn't stand up. So here's one example where we see that there is a chiyuv. Subar kapara. There's also a story of Bar Kappa. Rabbi Amar Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi. Have Yosef be Mischusa Alva Azul Rabbi Shimon Bar Rebbe. Again, they didn't. There was a case of Rabbi Shimon Bar Rebbe that came in, and they didn't stand up. V'lo kamik mei v'ikbid. V'asa Amalei Lavua. He came to their fathers, and he said Shnei Shlishe Shlish Shanisi Lo B'Taras Kainim. I taught them two parts of a third of the Sefer of Taras Kainim. They didn't stand up. Amalai, father said to him, Shema behen Yoshev umaharer. Maybe they were thinking about something. Now, it's interesting. What were they thinking about? Because at the end of the day, when they're in the bathhouse, you're not allowed to think bedivrei Torah. So, the Gemara is going to bring that point up. And the word behen means the sugyas that you taught them. Maybe they were thinking about the actual sugyas that you taught them. Now Tosis points out in Dibra Maschil Shema that they didn't have to be thinking about those sugyas to have been distracted. They could have been thinking about Kedushin Lama Gimel. They could have been thinking about something else. That's Torah, that's all absorbing. However, Tosis says that really it turns out that the father was correct, as Tosis points out in Bereishis Rabbah, that's what they were being ma'ayin in at that particular time of what he had taught them. So either way, the Lashon is that they were being maharer in Torah. Says the Gemara, time of the Behen Yoshev Mahar. So we could deduce the only reason that they had a heter not to stand up for the Rebbe was because that they were an ones, as the Gemara is going to say, that they were being maharer b'torah, halav achilo, but otherwise, they have no heter, there's a chiyuv to stand, even by the Beis HaMerchatz, against what we had learned on the bottom of Lamid Beis, Amud Beis, lo kasha, says the Gemara, habibati gavoi, habibati b'roi. It depends on whether the Talmud Chacham is passing in the outer room, or the inner room. In the inner room, then there's no kavod. However, in the outer room, there are many people who are still dressed. And then there's an inyan of hidur. From Rashi, it would seem that the area that people are already undressed, there is no chiyuv of hidur, and there is no reality of hidur. However, in the outer room, there is, where people are dressed. And the Gemara says that would be the resolution. There's a chiyuv to stand in the batei broi, the outer room, no chiyuv in the inner room. Hachinami Mestabra, says the Gemara, and that would work as well with the fact that they were thinking in Torah. Person's allowed to think in Torah in every place. So it can't be that they were thinking in Torah in the inner room. and therefore it must be that they were thinking in the ad room. The Gemara says, Dilma la'on say shani. He said, maybe that answer is not a good answer, because they were an ones, an amazing teretz in the Gemara. And that is that they were coerced to be thinking in Torah. Why? Because they love Torah so much, and their Torah is constantly on their minds, that they're thinking of Torah, their mind goes to Torah, even though what some would call obsessive thinking, that their mind goes to Torah, even when they don't necessarily intend to go and think about Torah. So that could have been a case of even bibote gavoi, where you're really not supposed to be thinking about Torah. What a fascinating lesson of Amelus B'Torah. Says the Gemara, Yachol Yatzim Einav, on the bottom of yesterday's daf, we had learned that I might think that a person could shut his eyes, Kamisha Lo Ra'o, and make believe that he doesn't see the Talmud Chacham. And we said that, or the Zakeim, so we said that that's why the Pasuk says, V'yoreza me'ashem elokecha. Says the Gemara, Atar Berushi Askina, are we talking about wicked people? You know, they make believe one thing and another. El Yachol Yatzimein Mekmei Delimte Zman Chiyuva. No, it's not that he's a Rasha and he doesn't want to be Mechavidim, but he closes his eyes before the Zman Chiyuv, the Chimat Zman Chiyuva, Hu Delo Chazile. And then when the Zman Chiyuv came, then he didn't see him. The Koim Mikame, that he has to stand in front of him, Talmud Lomar Talkum V'Yoreisa. So that's where the Pasuk, that's what the Pasuk is going on. But of course, it's not talking about someone who already had a Chiyuv and closed his eyes. It seems that the Gemara differentiates between someone who already had a Chiyuv and closed his eyes versus someone who did not have a Chiyuv and was concerned he would come to a Chiyuv and then close his eyes. Tana, Izeo Kima Sheish Bahidur. What is Kima that qualifies as one that is Hidur? Rashi explains over here, gives us finally the definition of Hidur, about 20 lines from the bottom, Dibar Maschel Sheish Bahidur. Kavod V'Nesias Panim. Shedavar Hanikar Hu Shebeshvilo Amid. He's showing Kavod, and he's showing him his face, that it's clear that he's honoring that particular Zaken. Says the Gemara, Ezeo Kimashesh Bahidur Av Omer Zed Dalad Amas, that he needs to be standing for the Zakim when he's within his four Amas. Amar Abaye and Abaye ad law moron el barabba she'enu muvak. This only applies to a Talmud Chacham. Here the Gemara segues, interestingly, to a Talmud Chacham. To a Talmud Chacham, it's not his Rebbe, personal Rebbe. Av Rava muvak mole einav, but the Chiyuv for Kavod for one's Rebbe includes mole einav. Abaye. When he would see the ear of the donkey of his Rebbe Rav Yosef, who was his rabbi Muvak, so then Havikoim, he would stand up. The Gemara continues another story. He was riding on a donkey by a river that's called Sagya. Yasser Misharshiv Rabbanim Idach Gisa. And Rav Misharsha and the Rabbanim were sitting on the other side of the river. And they didn't stand in front of him. Amaluhu, v'lav Rabba Muvakana. They asked, Abai asked him, why didn't you stand up? Am I not your Rabbi Muvak? Amrule lav adatoi. We weren't paying attention. And we didn't notice that you had passed by. But you're right, that for Rabbi Muvak, one needs to stand up. Male Einav, as long as one sees him. Shimon Elazar Amen Minayin Zaken Shleiyat Triach Tam Lomer Zaken V'Yoreisa. We learned that the Zaken is not supposed to be Matriach others. Amar Abaye, in other words, he's not supposed to put himself in a situation where people stand up for him. Naktina Di Makif Chaye. If he goes around, Makif is Lahakif, makes a circle, then he will live longer. In other words, it seems that this would be something like someone who is boreach min hakavod, and the Mishnah in Avos tells us that there are a lot of special things for someone who does that. Abaye makif, Abaye went around, Rabbi Zera makif. Ravina, Aviyosa kamei to Rabbi Yirmiya. So both Abaye and Rabbi Zera took that approach. Ravina was sitting in front of Rabbi Yirmiya midifti. Cholofa hu gavra kamei, velo michse reishe. There was a person that passed in front of him, and his head was not covered. While Ravina was sitting there, a man passed by without his hair covered. His head wasn't covered. Now, in those days, covering one's head was a show of kavod for Talmidei Chachamim. In a moment, we'll discuss what implication that has for Hilchos Yarmulke, if you will. Amar, because he didn't cover his head in front of Talmidei Chachamim, so Ravina explained, Kama Chotzef Hal Gavra. This guy is a tremendous chutzpan, and he didn't show respect for Talmidei Chachamim. Amar Le, to which Rav Yirmiya responds, Dilma Misa Mechasya Niyu, Degisir Barabana. Maybe he came from Misa Mechasya, where they are very lax with the Rabbanan. According to Rashi, that means they're constantly with the Chachamim, and they act as if they are one of them. From this Gemara would seem to indicate that the Chiyuv of Yarmulke is not a Chiyuv that we had entertained yesterday about it being usher to go Dalet Amos without covering one's head. Not on yesterday's Daf, but on Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph. About 13, 14 lines on Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph, we had Rav Huna that was makbid not to go for Amos without Gilui Rosh. Now, we discussed, is that a chiyuv or is that a midas chasidus? If it was a chiyuv, then the critical component of this individual was he wasn't following a halacha. If it's a midas chasidus, then that would make sense that people would also show deference to Talmidei Chachamim, as well as showing deference to Shechina Lemala Miroshi as a midas chasidus. We discussed other Gemaras on Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph that seemed to indicate that the requirement to cover one's head was a Midas Chasidus, and this Gemara would as well seem to indicate that. On the other hand, all these Gemaras were within these Dapim in Kedushin. We did have a Gemara that said that on Lamed Amid Aleph, that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, when he would bring children to the school, he would run out of his house and cover his head. Instead of wearing a turban, he covered his head with a sheet, which it would seem to indicate that one needs to cover one's head, unless, again, Rabbi Shua ben Levi was doing Amidas Chasidus, as our Gemara would seem to indicate. Nachzar l'inyanenu. Five lines from the bottom of Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph. Isi ben Yehuda Amar b'nei Sokum. Talking about filu kol seva b'mashma. Anybody who is a zaken, even if he's a zaken, ashmoi. I'm Rabbi Yechon Halacha ki Yisibim Yehuda. Rabbi Yechon says we pass like Yisibim Yehuda. Rabbi Yechon have a call mikme sabi da armoi. Rabbi Yechon was accustomed to stand in front of zakenim who are goyim. Armoi means someone who is an Aramite, an Arami, who is a Gentile. Amar kama here pitiki odu alayu dahani. So many things these people have gone through. They've passed so many things, life's experiences, these elderly people. And for that, Rabbi Yochanan wanted to stand up for them. Rava, however, was different. Ragva mekim lo kai. He didn't stand all the way up. Hidur avaduhu, but he would stand up a little. Abaye, yohiv Yoda Lisabe, he would give his hand to his cane that would pass in order that they should be able to walk more easily. Rava did not do this, but Mishader Shluche, he would send messengers to help them. Rav Nachman, who was the son-in-law, the Nasi and the Abbezdin, Mishader Gozoi, he would send Shluchim to help them, but he would not help them. Amar, he was concerned of the Bizayon Torah. Ilav Torah, because he said, if not for Torah, kama Nachman bar Abba, ika b'shuka, there are many Nachman bar Abbas in the shuk, but because of Torah, I have a responsibility not to be mevaze my role of Torah as a Nasi and an Av Bezen. Amar Rabbi Eba, Amar Rabbi Yana, ein Talmud Chacham Rashay Lamli b'pnei Rabbi, a Talmud Chacham is only allowed to stand in front of his Rebbe, Ela Shachris V'Arvis, Kedei Shelo Yim Kvoda Meruba Mikvod Shamayim, because we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Mekabel HaKadosh Baruch Hu twice a day, Shachris V'Arvis, so a Talmud Chacham is not allowed to stand more than twice a day. The Gemara questions this, though, three lines from the top, Lama Gimel Lama Beis. May see Reb Shimon Allah's Rami Menayin Lezakin Shalai Atriach, Tam Lama Lezakin V'yareisa. V'yarmit Shachris Aramis Bilvad. If the halacha is that all you have to stand up for Talmud Chacham is max twice a day, we had learned a Zakein is supposed to go around, not to be Matriach others. Amaylo Netriach. Why should not be Matriach? Chiyuvu. It's a chiyuv of twice a day. And therefore, that's not a big deal. El Lav Kule Yoma. Must be that it's all the time, the entire day. Don't we see that from the halacha that it's a tircha? Says Gemara, loy loy l'mishachris v'aris bilvad, v'afil hachi kamdev shalei lo netriach. The Talmud Chacham should try, the Zakin should try, not to be matriach any time of the day. Now, la halacha, there is a big question of when we follow this and when we don't, and the truth is this really needs to be a separate halacha from the daily daf. And if one wants to look up the poskim, one should look up Reish Mem Beis, the end of Sif Tev Zayin, with the Gra Sif Katan Nun Gimel, as well as a quote from the Levush in the Ber Hetev in Sif Katan Chav Gimel, and Nahara Pashte. There are different minhagim within Klal Yisrael to this day. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Kol Talmud Chacham Shein Oimid Bifnei Rabbi Nikra Rasha, a Talmud Chacham that doesn't stand in front of his Rebbe is considered a Rasha, Ve'ein Amarech Yomav, and he will not be Zoche to have long days, V'talmido Mishtakach, all the worst possible curses for a Talmud Chacham, all of them apply to a Talmud Chacham that doesn't stand in front of his Rebbe. Shenemar v'tov lo ye l'Rasha v'lo yarech yomim kitzel asher einenu yorei mifnei Elokim. Mora zu, when it says asher einenu yorei eni yodeh mahu, what is that referring to? Kishu oimer, when the pasuk says v'yareisa me'alecha rei mora zu kima, then we understand that this mora is in reference to kima. Ve'ema moras ribis umoras mishkalos, maybe it means referring to those who don't have the fear of being dishonest in terms of interest and weights. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Lazar, Panai Pnei Pnei Gomar. It says, Milfnei Elokim, and it says, Mipnei Seva Takum, and that's how we know that we're not talking about weights, but we're talking about standing in front of a Talmud Chacham. Iboilu, now the Gemara has a fascinating Shaila. Who, Benoi, Vu Rabbi, if the fellow, Reuven, let's talk about Yaakov and his sons. Yaakov is the father, Reuven is his son, but Reuven is the Rebbe of Yaakov. Benoivu Rabbi, Ma'o Lamai B'Pnei Aviv. What's the halacha now about Reuven standing up for his father? We learned on yesterday's daf, on the bottom of Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, is that one is supposed to be Mechabed one's father, and presumably, even though the Gemara doesn't mention to stand up in front of him, presumably one is supposed to stand up in front of him. But over here, and by the way, that's how it's codified in halacha, to stand up in front of one's father. So over here, when it comes to the case of the son who is also a Rebbe, so now we've got a problem. On the one hand, the son's supposed to stand up for the father because of Kibud Av. On the other hand, the father is supposed to stand up in front of the son, and the son is not supposed to get up because of quote Rabbu. Tashma Darmalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda Shina Kum Mikmei Avicha. That Shmuel said to Rav Yehuda that he should stand up in front of his father. Rashi explains the Dibra Maschel Avucha that Rav Yehuda was the Rebbe of his father Yechezkel. As we see from the Gemara Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, that Rav Yehuda corrected his father from an error. Now that's interesting. Was he constantly his Rebbe? Or maybe once because he corrected him and he became his Rebbe. The simple pshat, of course, is that he was his Rebbe the whole time. So Shmuel said to Rav Yehuda, stand up in front of your father. Now it's interesting that Rav Yehuda, who had corrected his father, ultimately the Gemara said that Shmuel told him, be very, very careful when you correct your father. That was the context that the Gemara said, be very careful how you correct him, and to do it in an honorable way. Says the Gemara, so the bottom line is that Shmuel told Rabbi Yehuda to stand in front of his father, even though he was his father's Rebbe. Says the Gemara, Shani Rabbi Yecheskel, no, Rabbi Yecheskel is different to Baal Meisim Havi, that he deserved to be honored because he was a man of special action. Afil Mar Shmuel Nami Komikme, even Mar Shmuel stood up in front of him. Elamai Komerle, so what was Shmuel teaching Rabbi Yehuda the son about standing up in front of Rabbi Yecheskel? Hachi Komerle, Zimnin de Ase Me'achore Kum At Mikame V'lo Teichesh Likra Didi. Stand up in front of your father, Rabbi Yecheskel, even though you're sitting with me, and maybe it would look as if it's a zulzul of my kavod. So it's a totally different issue of standing up in front of his father, Rabbi Yehuda standing up in front of his father, Rabbi Yecheskel, when his Rebbe Shmuel was there, and Shmuel was saying, you don't have to worry about that. Iboilu, we have the following shiloh. Bnoi v'u rabboi, if it's one's son, who is also one's Rebbe, Ma'u Shiamod Avi Befanav, the inverse of the exact same question. That is, now does the father stand up in front of his son, who is his Rebbe? Tashma Dam Rabbi Shuban Levi, Ani Eini Kedai Lamoid Mipnei Bini. Really, I should not stand up in front of my son. The situation with Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was as follows. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was the Rebbe of his son. At least that's how the Gemara assumes in the Hava Amina. And his son was married into the Beis Nasi. So says Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, it's not appropriate for me to stand up for my son just because he is married into the Beis Nasi. Deduces the Gemara two lines before the wide in Lamed Gimel and Beis. Taima da ano rabbe. That's only because Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi should not stand up for his son because he is his son's Rebbe. Ohiu rabboi. But if his son is the Rebbe, if Shimon is the Rebbe of Yaakov, ka'imna mikmei, then in such a case, Yaakov should stand up in front of him. So now we've concluded the Gemara Shaila. Hachi Kamer, says the Gemara, no. Ani, says the Gemara in the first wide line, eini kedai lamod mipnei bini. Says Rabbi Shua ben Levi, it's not appropriate for a father to stand up in front of his son. Vafilu hu rabboi. Even if his son is the Rebbe, do'ana avua, because I'm the father. El mishum kveh beis nasi. But Rabbi Shua ben Levi would stand up for his son if he wasn't his son's Rebbe due to the kavod for the beis nasi. The Gemara continues two lines in Ibalu, rachuv kimahalich domi oloi. A case of where his Rebbe is riding on a horse. So the halacha is you're supposed to stand for your Rebbe when he passes him, when he passes you. In other words, the Rebbe is walking, passing his Talmud. The Talmud is supposed to stand up. What happens if the Rebbe is riding on a donkey? Amar Abayi, Tashma, Tomei Yoishiv Tachas Ilan, Vitar Oimeid, Tomei. The halacha is that if someone is passing under a tree, and that individual is Tomei, of course the tree creates Oel, and the Torah is standing underneath the tree. So here, again, the Tomei is sitting, the tar is standing. I might have said passing. I meant to say sitting. The tame is sitting under the tree. The tar is standing there. He is tame. Tame omei tachasin. If the tame is standing under the tree, the tar yoshev. But the tar is sitting, then it's tar. Because the tuma is transient, and ol does not transfer that tuma. However, im yoshev hatame, if the tame is sitting, hatar tame, then the tar is going to be tame. So far, these examples from the Mishnah in Negoim are not relevant to our Shaila. However, the next case is, v'chein be'evin ha-menogas. So too applies to a stone that has tumas negoim. This week's parasha is parashas Mitzora, and a even of a home that has saras, in such a case, is mitame. What happens if there is an individual that's carrying this Evan Nogas and there is a tar that's sitting under the tree? So Halacha is explains Rashi and Dibra Maskel V'chein that the tar does not become tame until the one who's carrying the stone is sitting. Otherwise, like the above case in the Mishnah. Otherwise, the Evan Minogas is not metame through Ohel. Somehow, Rav Nachman concludes our Shaila of Rochev for Talmud Chacham from this Mishnah, as we're about to explain. V'amar of Nachman Bar Koyin, Rav Nachman Bar Koyin says, Zoy Soymeres, based on the above halacha, we see Rochuv Kimahalach Dami, that if somebody is riding, it's considered as if he's moving, and therefore the halacha is going to be that if the Talmud Chacham is sitting, but the horse is moving, then you need to stand up for him just as if he was walking. How do we see this from the halacha? We see it in the following way. We don't focus on whether the stone is standing or sitting, but rather we focus on the carrier of the stone. And we learned that if the carrier of the stone is sitting, so then in such a case, there is Tumas Oel. If he's standing, then there is no Tumas Oel. Now, the stone, his status, the stone, did not change whether the carrier was sitting or not. But what do we see? That Tumah in a Oel, number one, needs someone to be sitting. The person who has a Tumah needs to be sitting. And number two, we consider the stone as sitting by the carrier. So here, we define the Talmud Chacham as moving or not in terms of the Talmud Chacham himself, just like the Evan, but rather defined by that which is carrying him. And therefore, if the horse is moving, then the halach is it's a Talmud Chacham that's moving, and one needs to stand in front of him. Tomorrow's daf is a little bit shorter than the previous dafim, so therefore we're going to stop over here. In our beautiful daf today, we discussed the halachos of reading, how we read the pasuk of mipnei seva talking ladarta pnei zaken, for the implication of the halacha of standing in front of a Talmud Chacham who is young, that according to the conclusion la halacha we read, even though it's a discussion amongst the Amoraim, Vadarta Pnei Zaken as being another individual who is not a Seva, but is someone who is a Yonik V'Chacham. The Gemara pointed out that Hidur is a separate category, but it's similar to Kima, that one does not need to expend money to be Mechabed a Talmud Chacham. We also saw that the chiyuv to stand in front of a Talmud Chacham does not apply in a bathhouse. And the rule of thumb is that in an area where people are dressed, there's a chiyuv to stand in front of him. Where people are not dressed, there isn't a chiyuv to stand up in front of that individual. We also saw that there is a kiyum, a special fulfillment of a Talmud Chacham who walks around so people would not stand up for him. Going on to Amud Beis, we had a discussion. The simple reading of the Gemara on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis is that a Talmud Chacham is only supposed to stand up for his Rebbe in the morning and evening. Whether that's La Halacha, we said we need to look into that more. The Gemara talks about how important it is to stand up in front of one's Rebbe. Then we had fascinating questions. What happens if the son is the Rebbe of the father in both directions? The Gemara has a question of whether the son is supposed to stand up for a Rebbe, and whether the son is supposed to stand up for his father, and whether the father is supposed to stand up for his son. The Gemara doesn't give us an absolute psak, and we concluded today's daf discussing whether Rochov is kemahalich dami, that the chiyuv to stand up for one's Rebbe is when Rebbe is moving, when he's walking, and what about if he's going on a donkey? And the conclusion is that if the donkey is moving, then it's considered as if he is moving as well. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Lamed Gimel in Maseches Kedushin.